Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. As midsummer arrives, we enter the heart of baseball season with next week's All-Star Game, and music festival season comes to a head with this week's Common Ground event. The work of MSU's Dr. Hakan Yildiz has touched both worlds. Dr. Yildiz is Assistant Professor of Supply Chain Management at MSU's Eli Broad College of Business. His interests have taken him from his native Turkey to Pittsburgh's Carnegie Mellon University here to East Lansing. Hakan's Carnegie Mellon PhD thesis included a study of the logistical challenges of moving Major League Baseball umpiring crews around the country. Hakan Yildiz shared that and other stories with WKAR's Peter Whorf when the two sat down in our studios yesterday. Dr. Yildiz started off their talk with a quick supply chain 101.
Historically, when we talk about supply chain, we are talking about the physical flow of goods, starting from raw material stage through manufacturing and then through and that reaches the customers. And in between, you have the logistics activities and the information technology that coordinates all of that activity. That resource management idea is not obviously it is not restricted to the physical resources, there is the human resources aspect, which becomes very important, which has become very important in the recent years, especially as as the U.S. economy is moving from, especially towards a services-oriented industry and economy. So the principles that was developed over the years in the context of physical supply chains are now being transferred to services industry. So that is really the trend right now, applying the same principles into similar problems. So that brings us to the umpire scheduling idea.
The movement of umpires around the major league ballparks in the most efficient manner.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So so that was a project that was part of my PhD thesis. So the idea is, as you mentioned, it boils down to efficiently managing the resources, which are now, in this case, the umpires, so that the total transportation costs are minimized. So you don't want to take these umpires from East Coast to West Coast and then West Coast to East Coast with consecutive games. That would be really expensive and also very tiring to the umpires. But the other thing that is important is there's a need to balance the types of games that these umpires referee. They are not supposed to see the same team in consecutive games, whether at road or at home. So there's this fairness issue that the that the Major League Baseball really emphasizes. And also, there is a lot of different details of, like, vacation times of umpires, the different events that takes place at the ballparks.
There are many circumstances that must be considered in this process, not only the travel of the umpires, but there are certain stipulations, like you say, can't do a couple of games in a row. Yeah. The crews have to mix in different ways.
True. There is a lot of very interesting rules that goes into that problem and makes it very difficult to plan for. And the interesting thing, if maybe many people wouldn't know that, as opposed to the teams, the umpires do not have a home base. So so after each game, they don't really go back to their home. They go from game to game. So it's like a delivery truck that makes stops at different locations.
They're perpetually on the road.
That makes it very, with the constraints that we mentioned, the problem becomes very difficult to optimize. For that, you really need sophisticated algorithms and methods to come up with a good schedule. Basically, that was what we were after, developing these methodologies that can result in better solutions fairly quickly.
This is Peter Worf for Current State. I'm speaking with Hakan Yildiz, who is on the Faculty of Supply Chain Management here at Michigan State University. Another project you told me about that I think is a little more recent applies to the idea of shows or productions traveling around a large geographical area. Here in Lansing, we're in the middle of one of the biggest ones of the year right now, Common Ground in downtown Lansing, where musicians, crews, stages, and other technology are having to move from place to place, maybe sometimes intersecting, moving apart in different ways. How does that work, and how does your work intersect with those ideas?
Yeah, again, the same idea of resource management and aligned with transportation goes into this application as well. I'm working with a company, Lansing-based company, called SGA Production Services, which provides seating and staging services for large scale entertainment events, such as outside hockey games or the Carrier Classic, the basketball games on the Navy aircraft carriers, or large corporate events, meetings with, let's say, hundreds or thousands of people. And first of all, this company is Lansing-based, strangely enough. So it is, but they operate nationally. So they have several warehouses throughout the United States. So the president of the company, Mr. Tom Hilton, I would like to recognize him, basically reached out to me because he saw my umpire scheduling work and saw the resemblance. And then we started to talk. We had a very interesting several conversations to frame the problem. Basically, the idea is, so they have these events that are coming from all over the United States, and they need to send their seating, staging types of equipments to serve those events. And they need to decide at the time of basically calling their customers, like, how are we going to serve this customer? Which warehouse, from which warehouse we need to ship, how many of these quantities? Sometimes the nearest warehouse does not have enough equipment, so they have to do multiple shipments from different warehouses, such as for large events like Carrier Classic. So, and then after the event, what do we do with that equipment? Do we send back to the nearest warehouse or somewhere else in anticipation for future demand? So the idea becomes similar to that umpire scheduling problem. So the resources travel throughout the United States from event to event and between warehouses as if floating around. And it becomes a complex problem to optimize again. So basically, what are we trying to optimize? Basically, the decision at the time of the planning, right before the event takes place. What is the best way of satisfying this customer's needs?
In this discipline of supply chain management, we've also spoken before about the notion of helping companies and businesses and people to save money, but also the notion of eliminating waste.
I'm glad you touched upon that. Yeah, that's actually, so I had been having basically as like as a human being, right? So you look for a purpose in what you're doing, right? Aside from being a job, so how do you motivate yourself of doing something good for the world? Mm-hmm. And that was the idea that really helped me over the years. The work that we are really after, we are not really designing new, let's say, life-saving equipments, or we are not like these are some innovations or things that people immediately can relate to. But what we do is, as you said, boils down to eliminating waste. Right. So how can we do things better, plan for things better, control them better, so that we can do more things with the same resources that we have. And that waste elimination really is a noble idea, I think. And that really helps me in the work that I'm doing. We are helping companies. So when they grow, obviously the economy grows, more jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's a direct benefit to the whole community, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think you really have to dig too deep to realize that, let's say, when you're for example, shortening a driving distance or shortening a flight time, you immediately see savings there, but also benefit to everyone, say with a carbon footprint becomes less.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right on that. Yeah, so like one of the examples that I give in my transportation class to the students is when I start talking about optimization. So I tell them, well, you really do optimize some of your activities without really noticing them. One is like finding the shortest path between two points, right? So you basically log on to a routing website like Google Maps or MapQuest, or using your GPS device, right? So that tells you basically the best way to take. And that, how does it tell us? Basically, it does, it basically finds, uses some background heuristics or algorithms that gives the best solution. And once you do that, and once everyone does that, it eliminates fuel that we consume.
And time.
Time, yeah. And there is a direct benefit both to our economy, our environment, and our daily lives.
Dr. Hakan Yildiz is with Michigan State University's Department of Supply Chain Management. Dr. Yildiz, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Peter. It was a pleasure.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.